the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear listeners, when we started talking about what we should ask from the Almighty Allah for ourselves in a few programs before, we said that this question has another side as well. We said we'd better generalize in our prayers to ask Him whatever we are in need of, whether we know it or we don't, be it in this world or hereafter. And this generalization should not stop us from asking for even the smallest things, be it the lace of our shoes. Yet, even if we generalize or we are praying for smaller things, we should aim at the highest bounties, the greatest bounties we can ever think of. We should rely on the tadbir and the great planning of the Almighty Allah. And in the end, we should plead for the face of the Almighty Allah from Him, which is the most sublime and the loftiest of the supplications possible.
Alhamdulillah, Khaliq al-Khalq, Basit al-Rizq, Faliq al-Asbah, Dhil Jalal wal-Ikram, Wal-Fadl wal-In'am, Alladhi ba'uda fala yura.
Now, we shall talk about the things we ought not to pray for, the things we should not pray for to the Almighty Allah, and there are a number of these things which we can extract from the Holy Quran and, of course, our ahadith and traditions. Among these things is petition in contrary to the norms of Allah in the universe and this life. Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim as-salam had prayed to Allah the Exalted to accept his petition in favor of his son and to save him from drowning, based on the promise of Allah to him that he would save his family. He had asked from the Almighty Allah, but Allah did not answer his prayer and rather rejected it by saying, "O Nuh, indeed he is not of your family. Innahu amalun ghayru salih," and admonished him not to repeat such a petition. The Holy Quran says in chapter Hud, in the 45th verse, we read, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Nuh called out to his Lord and said, "O my Lord, my son is indeed from my family, and your promise is indeed true, and you are the fairest of all judges." But the Almighty Allah says, قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. O Nuh, he is indeed not of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Indeed, he is a personification of unrighteous conduct. فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ. So do not ask me of something of which you have no knowledge. Inni a'idhuka an takuna min al-jahilin. I advise you lest you should be among the ignorant. قال ربي إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم. And then Nuh, understanding what the wrong part was, he said, O Lord, I seek your protection, lest I should ask you something of which I have no knowledge. If you do not forgive me and have mercy upon me, I shall be among the losers. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُنْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ So, being from among the losers is the result of asking for things from the Almighty Allah, which we do not know the result to. But the answer of Nuh was the answer of a penitent servant who hastens to the pleasure of his Lord and seeks his protection from asking him something about which he has no knowledge, and makes his deliverance and success conditional to his mercy and forgiveness.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz bala bakas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, understanding the sunan of the Almighty Allah, those norms of the Almighty Allah, is indeed among the necessary requirements for making supplication. The function of a prayer is not to break these norms and violate them. Rather, its function is to direct a person to invoke Allah within the framework of these norms and laws that the Almighty Allah has placed them to rule this universe and, of course, hereafter. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. to you.